Hi, I'm W2P Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Debbie Young, Events Director with the Georgetown Business Improvement District.
And
Lauren Boston, Communications Director with the Georgetown Bid.
And we are talking about one of my favorite things is outdoor movies, especially in the summer, although there's been so much freaking rain this year, but hopefully it's going to hold off because tomorrow is an outdoor screening, and I think it's going to be fun and maybe even a sing-along, Grease, down right on the Georgetown waterfront. Where are we in this? How many have we had so far this summer? Is this like the fourth, I think?
Yes, well, we should be up to four starting tomorrow, but because we do five movies each summer, but we had a rain out, so Footloose will be shown next week, so we have two more to go.
So we have Grease. Well, when this airs, it'll be tonight, Tuesday, and then another week with Footloose coming up.
Yes.
Awesome. Now, how do you guys go about choosing the movies every year? How do you choose those five?
Well, this year we left it up to audience vote, so we whittled it down to about 12 movies, I think, that we put on Facebook and in our newsletter and did a poll. So the our followers and fans picked five of those. And
what all did they pick? What all were the five?
Let's see. We had Dirty Dancing, Pitch Perfect, Footloose, which will be next week, Dreamgirls, and then Grease for tonight.
Lots of musicals in there.
Well, our theme was movies that rock, so had musical influences.
So you whittled it down to 12 movies that rock, and then they voted from there.
Okay, we picked 12 we would be happy with, no matter what.
Might I ask what got the top votes?
Well, we picked the top five, so that's what we showed.
I mean, of the five, do you know, can I ask, like, what were the highest
which
percentage?
Was the number one?
What was the fan favorite?
Dirty Dancing Grease.
Yeah, Dirty Dancing Grease. So yeah, we started
nobody
with
Baby on the Waterfront. Except you guys.
That's right, exactly.
Talk about, I want to get into Grease in a second, but just overall, how long has this been going on? How long have you guys done Sunset Cinema?
Yeah, this is our fourth year.
Okay.
So I think our first year we did movies that were filmed or featured Georgetown.
Right. Is that the Exorcist year, maybe?
Yep, that's the Exorcist year. Plus, you have St. Elmo's Fire. Right. There's a lot of movies, which people might be surprised about. And then the following year, it was the 100th anniversary of National Park Service, and Georgetown Waterfront Park is National Park Service.
Gotcha.
So we did all movies that were filmed or featured in national parks. Mm. Last year was women in film, so they were leads or directed or both. And then this year, movies that rock.
I like that you have themes.
Yeah.
And I like that you're opening it to voting. This is the first time you've done that, right?
Yeah, so last year we left the fifth one up to voting, and then this year we decided to just do it with all five.
Now, how have you seen it grow over that time? I mean, I'm sure there's no way to, there's not like turnstiles where you can count, but just ballparking and eyeballing it, you know?
I feel, you know, our first year
we're talking crowd sizes. We were trying to get away from politics. No.
It was the biggest crowd ever.
It was the biggest ever.
Huge. No, the first year we expected 200 or 300, but we've always averaged probably about 750. One of our biggest movies was last year, Hidden Figures, and we think we had close to 1,000.
Well, especially with a brand new movie like that last
year.
You know, a lot of times the outdoor screenings show the classics, which is great. That's my bag, but I mean, Hidden Figures is an instant classic, if you ask me.
That's true.
okay, well, let's talk about the classic we're screening here, Grease. I love this movie. Don't you guys?
I mean, who doesn't?
Just smiling thinking about it.
Yeah. Yes.
Why do you think so many people are going to come out for this?
I think because all ages love it, and I think it doesn't matter that it's an older movie. When you're young, you're going to see this movie. It becomes nostalgic for everyone.
Is it going to be, you think there's going to be singing along here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. There might be some dancing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell our listeners whether dancing is actively encouraged.
Oh, we definitely 100%. Encourage it. And at Footloose, maybe we'll do this tomorrow or tonight for Grease. We were going to do a dance-off at the beginning, have some prizes. So maybe we'll do that tonight.
Little hand jive where they do
if
the little...
If anyone can do the hand jive well,
you
I'll
win a
think
prize.
Of a prize. Yeah.
Now, there's so many great songs, but I want it in your words or I can't use the sound bite. But list some of the memorable songs from Grease.
Summer Love. Man. Or is it
You're
Summer
the one
Love?
That I want?
Summer Nights, wanna... I believe it's called.
Oh, is it Summer Nights? Yeah, I love that
Had
one.
Had me a blast.
Yeah.
There the are worse drive. Things I could do. You probably don't want to include that. The Rizzo.
Yeah.
Oh, the Grease the Lightning. Grease Lightning. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Grease Lightning. They should do that on the dance off, I think.
That would be good. Oh, we
Grease
should do
Lightning's
that.
Grease Lightning's kind of risque when you listen back
they
to
all
it.
Are.
You're like, dang. Yeah. All right. And then, of course, You're the One That I Want.
How did we forget that one?
With the actual lyrics. Who, honey. Like, that's the actual lyric.
Actually, I realized last week, really should be they're the one who I want, but we'll let that go.
Are we getting into, like, a who conversation?
Grammar,
She's our grammar expert.
Go grammar lightning over here. All right, and then in addition to the music, talk about the cast. I mean, John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John. I mean, even all the, I mean, Dr. Channing, I mean, even the yes. supporting roles are great. But what do you think this is the most famous movie that, I mean, Saturday Night Fever, I guess, but Grease came right after this. And I think really put Travolta, really yeah. cemented him, I think.
I definitely think that was his first big one.
It was the first one I ever, I mean, this will show my age, but the 20th anniversary edition came out. I think I was in sixth grade. So yeah. that's the first time I ever saw him.
Yeah, I think that's right because, well, so Saturday Night Fever was the first time anyone really saw him, but over the years, I think Grease is the first one that we all saw him, like, growing up. And, you know, because when you're a kid, you're not sitting down and watching Saturday Night Fever. That was more of its time, like a time capsule kind of thing for me. And you discover that when you're a little older. But there's something about that Grease or, I don't know, Mary Poppins for Julie Andrews, like, or Judy Garland, Wizard of Oz, like, we attach to them at a young age. And, I mean, do you think that's part of the appeal, that people want to keep coming back?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think, especially with John Travolta, because I think he's probably had the most successful career. And it's kind of nice to look back. It's like you knew him when, kind of, and now you still know him.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa, that's the same guy in Pulp Fiction?
But he's changed. He's changed a lot.
That's awesome. What else do we want to talk about? I mean, it's free, right? But tell them, all right, what exactly are they going to experience? So they go down there. Should they bring a blanket, picnic? You know, explain yes. sort of the vibe.
Definitely should bring a blanket. We try not to encourage chairs, but if you bring a chair, we just ask that you sit towards the back so you're not blocking anybody. Definitely bring some bug spray because we're in the grass on the waterfront. Tonight we're actually have insomnia cookies. So the first 250 people who come at 7:30, starting at 7:30 p.m., will get a free cookie.
Insomnia cookies?
Yes, they're amazing. They just opened in Georgetown. They'll be hot out of the oven.
And keep you up all night.
Apparently. Maybe there's some caffeine in there.
Yeah, maybe.
But we also have a few food trucks, Ben and Jerry's, Stella Popcorn, which is different popcorns, and Munchies, which is Mediterranean.
That's awesome. And then in terms of the screen, what is it? Is it a digital projector? Like, what's the deal with that?
Good question. Well, it's a huge pop-up screen that they blow up with air. And then, yeah, they project it. I don't know if it's digital, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
But it looks good.
You don't have film reels, right?
So yeah, it's sure no
frame for real. For 2 hours.
You'll have to stop midway through. Summer had him a what?
Oh, it got cut off.
He made out under the wear. Oh, gotta change the reel. Explain the picturesque setting, too. So the screen situated on sort of the far side, like towards the Key Bridge, right? So it explain, like, what the beautiful view of the Potomac.
Right. Well, actually, now we switched it. So you're actually viewing the beautiful Kennedy Center.
Oh, so you flipped it around.
We flipped it around. Just added more space for seating. But I also want to mention we do closed caption. Oh, so cool. It's everyone can come and enjoy it. And plus, it's good, you know, as I get older, I need that, you know? My hearing's not as good as it used to be.
Especially with the, I never thought about this, but does what the Whitehurst Freeway, like, are you fighting sound with that in traffic? Or at that time of night, it's really not
It's
that
not
bad.
Usually Whitehurst, it's the helicopters. Every once in a while, they come through. So, yeah.
Welcome to life in D.C.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you want the Kennedy Center in Key Bridge View, you got to put up with a yeah. couple, you know,
it's worth
Air
it.
Force One flying over, whatever the chopper one is.
Right.
Cool. What time should we arrive?
So we are set up about 6 p.m. I would say most people start arriving about 7:30, okay. And we start at sunset, which right now is about between 8:30 and 8:40.
Wow, you should put that in the title or something. Sunset Cinema. You know, it would really, if you could put sunset in there, it would really help us.
Be so you would understand.
Yeah,
when it's
like, when do we come? I don't know.
Well, we get asked all the time, so.
That's awesome. Well, cool. I mean, there's not much else to say other than everyone come check it out. It's Tuesday night down right by, remind them exactly where it is and the best place to sort of either park I guess there's really no metro, but you could walk from
right.
Froggy
yeah,
Bottom.
Yeah, you can walk from Froggy
but...
Bottom. It's probably like a 12-minute walk. We're near the intersection of K Street and Potomac Street. And they can see our big blue tent. They'll know they're in the right place or a couple of the food trucks. So that's where you can find us. And then if they go to our website at georgetowndc.com/sunsetcinema, we have some restaurants that are offering some good specials.
Oh, do you know which ones? Is it like, what is it? It used to be Chadwick's. What's
yeah,
that used to be,
yeah, Mr. Smith's.
Oh, yeah, the new Mr. Smith's.
Yeah, yeah, you mentioned Sunset Cinema. They'll give you 20% off your entree. Pizzeria Paradiso is doing 15% off pizza or panini.
Nice.
Yeah.
So take Wisconsin Avenue all the way down, folks, until it doesn't go any further.
Exactly.
And find somewhere to park down under the highway there. Yep. And just, you can't miss it. I mean, it's right on the water. So.
Exactly. And when you come down Wisconsin, where it dead ends, you make a right onto K Street.
Awesome. And everyone drive their classic cars, Grease Lightning, do it up.
Exactly.
Are you encouraging dressing up?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Your leather pants and Letterman jacket.
Big hair, big hair.
Yeah, tell me about it, stud. Have everyone say that. All right, awesome. Do you personally, before we go, do you each have a favorite? What is your each favorite, either song or moment in the movie?
Oh, goodness.
I love the, I think it's You're the One That I Want, but the dance in the carnival where they're on that, like, I don't know, that thing that moves up and down. Like, the fun house.
Oh, yeah, the fun house.
And he's dressed like her and she's dressed like him.
Yeah, they've done the role reversals, but they're all, but they're kind of like teasing
the
each shimmies other.
The
shimmies,
yeah.
Ooh,
a good
the shimmies. The fun house shimmies. Yeah. That's your thing. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I think mine's Summer Nights. Yeah. And I used to, as I got older watching it, I thought it was funny when they're like both singing about each other and then they have the split screen and I'm like, they have no idea they're so close to each other right now.
It's like, can't he hear her saying wella wella
Right.
No, it's so good. I don't even know what I would pick for my favorite. It's the whole thing is so good. And even like the Frankie Valli opening song, The Grease is the Word, and it just kind of hits you right in your face right out of there. It's like, bang, and you just, okay, we're in. We're rolling. I can't wait. So yeah, everyone dress up. I guess bring maybe a sandwich and a blanket and explain why it works for, no matter the situation, whether it's a date night or a family night or just friends.
It's free. So... You can't beat that. And there's just everyone's there. Like you said, there are families, little kids. We have older couples who live in the neighborhood, people coming from the university. So it's just a great night for everyone. And everyone's brought together by movies. So
Or come by yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you in the movie, you'll have all of us and John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John keeping you company. So come on down, it'll be fun. Awesome, guys. Well, I guess in closing, why should they come out?
I think you'd be hard pressed to find a better view in DC for a cinema and a free outdoor event than you would at Georgetown. So,
awesome. Again, everybody, Sunset Cinema on the waterfront, right down in Georgetown for Grease tonight, Tuesday night. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.